USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's not concerned after possibly having contact with a member of Brazil's delegation over the weekend who has the coronavirus. The president met with Brazil's president and members of his staff at his Florida resort. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says lives are more important than the stock market.
And there's also a human impact, which is more important, frankly, than the financial, when you lose thousands of additional lives.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are divided over an emergency coronavirus spending bill. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says House and Senate Republicans are working with the White House to come up with a bill.
We should not just take a rush just because there's a bill. We want to make sure it works in the process of where we are going.
President Trump says he doesn't support the Democratic bill and favored a payroll tax cut. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
The ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC all announced they're ending their conference tournaments early. They issued statements saying they're taking action to limit the spread of the coronavirus. The NCAA tournament is scheduled to begin next week. The NCAA announced on Wednesday they would not allow fans to attend the games. The D.C. sniper marries a mystery woman in a prison wedding ceremony. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The man serving a life sentence for his role in the D.C. sniper murders nearly two decades ago is now married. The Washington Post reporting Lee Boyd Malvo married an unidentified woman last week at a prison in Virginia. That's the state where the then 17-year-old Malvo and John Allen Muhammad were convicted in 2002 of killing two people. Muhammad was executed 11 years ago for the killings in Virginia and in Maryland.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are diagnosed with the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson said in a statement that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Hanks said they were in Australia and felt tired with colds, body aches, and slight fevers. They were then tested and confirmed the virus. The 63-year-old actor said they will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires.
Hanks and his wife are expected to make a full recovery. President Trump warned he could veto the newly passed FISA Act bill until the origins of the Russia probe, which he calls an attempted coup, are investigated. Former U.S. Attorney for the District of Utah, Brett Tolman, tells Fox News President Trump has a point.
Very few people realize that Robert Mueller and Jim Comey were the very same, you know, people that were pushing for a clean reauthorization and no changes. So, and here we are again, 14 years later, and Congress is about to do the same thing.
Tolman continues.
In the wake of what we're dealing with, coronavirus, Congress is distracted. And that's the time in which you need to be even more vigilant because bad legislation occurs. I hope the president will veto this bill and send it back and send that message that I'm not going to let this happen to another sitting president.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.